All right, guys, say good evening. We're picking up a mirror session tonight on Daf Kuf 100A in Arbei Pesachim. And we left off on the, actually, first line. Remember, again, we'll say, we were talking about yesterday, in yesterday's Daf, the fasting discussion, right? The Mishnah said that Arbei Pesachim samach l'mincha lo yochal adam asher techshach. On Erev Pesach, when it comes close to Mincha, a person should not go ahead and eat until it gets dark. Now, again, the lashon of the Mishnah was samach l'mincha already before Mincha time. So remember, again, yesterday's daf, yesterday's amid, we saw machlokes, who exactly is this according itself with? So the Gemara said, Rav Meremar, other sailors, Rav Yemar said, Ana ikloi lepirkei d'Rav Pinchas b'Rei d'Rav Yami. I one time went to the shir of Rav Pinchas b'Rei d'Rav Ami, v'kam tana v'tane v'kibla minei. And ultimately, again, the Tana taught the Brice, as we had just said it before. And ultimately, again, Rav Pinchas accepted this understanding. The Gemara says, Ihochi Kasha. If that's the case, then again, Halacha Lamaisa, we have a problem. Right? We have a problem specifically, again, as we saw yesterday, with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, the Gemara says, Ella Mechabarta Kidrafuna. Rather, again, the Gemara says, it would appear that the preferred approach is the approach of Rav Huna. So, we'll say, so remember again, in yesterday's daf, Rav Huna said, again, just to quote, Rav Huna said that really, Lo Tzricha El Rab Yossi, that the novelty of our Mishnah was in accordance with the opinion of Rab Yossi. What does Rab Yossi say? Because Rab Yossi says, Ocha V'Holich Ad Shetechshach. So Rab Yossi normally says, on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yantiv, you could eat all the way until nightfall. And then again, Rav Huna suggested that even Rab Yossi would agree that that's a Stam Erev Shabbos or a Stam Erev Yantiv. But on Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you have to stop Samuch L'Mincha, half hour before Mincha time. So again, so Rav Huna understanding that the novelty in our Mishnah is really in accordance with the opinion of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, that Rav Huna says the novelty of our Mishnah is expressed according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. One more time, that whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that on regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you can eat up until nightfall, Erev Pesach, you must stop a little bit earlier. So the Gemara says, one second. Rav Huna minecha. But even according to Rav Huna, we still have a problem. Baham Rabbi Yirmi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Vitim Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Be'erev Pesach, Halach Rabbi Yossi, Be'erev Shabbos. See, here's the problem. The problem with Rav Huna's position is as follows. Rabbi Yirmi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, others say those Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, which means, again, that on Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating samach l'mincha. The halacha Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos. Now, the fact that this statement is arranged this way, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, and the Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach michlal depalig Rabbi Yossi b'tarvayu. Now, the way that makes it sound like is if Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Yehuda in both cases, both Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv, that's one case, and also Erev Pesach. So unlike Rav Huna, who said that Rav Yossi would agree that on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating samach l'mincha, even though on Stam, a regular Erev Shabbos, or a regular Erev Yom Tov, you could eat all the way until nightfall, even he would agree that on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating earlier. Yet here it sounds like Rav Yossi would disagree, or argue even on Erev Pesach, to which the Gemara says, Lo halacha michlal de pligi b'hafsaka. No. This is something different. Rabbi Yossi agrees that on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating earlier. So what does Rabbi Yossi disagree with? Rabbi Yossi goes ahead and disagrees with the concept of hafsaka. Now hafsaka, as we're going to see, if you take a look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, Michlal de pligi l'hafsaka, it's actually the Rashbam. It's in the last short line. Hadar me b'yom yahalok Rabbi Yehuda b'erev Pesach, demashra de palig unam Rabbi Yossi, b'erev Pesach l'hafsaka de plig de palig, di hischa le'echo ap b'erev Pesach ino mafsik, aval haschem modus. Listen to this. So, let me just say this outside for just a little bit. We're going to now introduce a new concept, which is as follows. Up until now, we've been speaking about that the permissibility to begin eating. Let's say, so for example, so the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't begin to eat samoch l'mincha. Already for a half, we'll call it a half hour before mincha time, you should not eat on Erev Pesach in order that you enter into Pesach with an appetite for matzah. Okay, then there was a machlokes. Does this same halacha apply ultimately again on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov? That's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is introducing something new. What happens if you started your meal earlier in the day? So in other words, I started my meal at a time where everyone would agree it was mutter. I don't know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I start the meal on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach. So I'm already starting much earlier. So now the shaila is when the time where it would be prohibited, or let's say, I should say it differently, when the time of Yom Tov or Shabbos or Pesach arrives, do I have to stop my meal? So again, I started it in a permissible way. Do I now have to go ahead and stop it with the arrival of Shabbos or Yom Tov? So here we go. So the Gemara says, the Sanya, Mafsikin l'Shabbos, so it's Dev Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that if you're having a meal, even if you began that meal at a permitted time, once Shabbos comes, you have to stop your meal. Stop your meal. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do not have to go ahead and stop. If you look at the Rashbam again, the Rashbam says, Mafsikin l'shabbosos, im hiskel sudasa beheder kodim ha-mincha, v'ya och v'holich adjet yashach, af Rabbi Yehuda mafsik sudasa miyad kishyachshim mechadash heyom. So again, I started a meal on Friday afternoon, in a heter, with total permissibility. Now Shabbos comes, Rabbi Yehuda says, you gotta stop. Again, we'll discuss exactly what you do when you stop. Rabbi Yossi says, no, since you started the meal in a permissible time frame, you don't have to stop even once Shabbos or Yom Tov starts. Now the Gemara tells a story. So the Gemara tells an incredible story over here. One time, again, these great Rabbanim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yossi were all sitting together in Akko. Okay, they were having a meal already on Friday afternoon. Now what happened? The Kiddush Aleim Ayom. And now the day became late, and ultimately it's Shabbos. I'm really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, Rizoncha Nafsik V'necho Shadiv Rabbi Huda Chavreinu, should we stop our meal here in deference to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, our friend? So again, so just to appreciate this, right? So this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying this to Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, maybe we should stop our meal in deference to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when Shabbos starts, you have to stop the meal. Now, of course, the irony of this is that who is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel talking to? He's talking to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? That as long as you began your meal in a state of permissibility, you need not stop it. So to which Rabbi Yossi responds, Amalo, b'chol yom v'yom ata mechaviv devarai lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, every day, mechaviv yom, literally again, you make my words so beautiful, right? You choose my opinion, Rabbi Yossi says, you choose my opinion, Rabbi Yossi, over Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav ata mechaviv devarai Rabbi Yehuda befanai, and now you want to give like halachic precedence to Rabbi Yehuda's words in front of me. So Rabbi Yossi is like a shtickle taken aback by this. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, every day you normally side with my halachic positions. Now suddenly you want to side with Rabbi Yehuda's halachic positions. Hagam lichvosh es hamalkoi mi babayis. This is the phrase from Megillas Esther. So remember again, this is the dramatic part of the story where after Esther had invited Achashverosh and Haman to the meal, she did not divulge the reason why she was inviting them. And then in the second meal, in the second mishta, second party, so this is where she tells Achashverosh that Haman's trying to kill her, to eradicate her people. So remember again, Achashverosh gets up, he walks out of the room, and Haman comes over to Esther to plead for his life. The Gemara quotes that the Malach pushed Haman on top of Esther. Looked like he was trying to, you know, physically assault her, sexually assault her. So Achashverosh comes in and he says to Haman, "What is going on over here? Hagam lichvosh es hamalkai mi babayis? Are you trying to like literally conquer the queen? You're trying to go out and take physical advantage of the queen in my own palace, in my own home?" So this expression. So Rabbi Yossi uses this expression is that, you know, like here we're sitting at my table. Right, we're sitting in the base medrash together, and every day you give precedence to my words over Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'm sitting right here, and now you want to pass like Rabbi Yossi? Now you want to pass like Rabbi Yossi? I'm sorry, like Rabbi Yehuda right in front of me? So to which he says, I'm really imkain lo nafsik. So again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel understood that he made a mistake. By the way, I just want to point out, I'll say how beautiful this is. So we are now officially within 30 days of Purim, right? Today was Tu B'Shvat. We're now within 30 days. Shloshim Yom Kol Demachag. 30 days before Yom Tov, you have to start to learn the halachas of Yom Tov. So how incredible it is that within, again, literally the first day of prep for Purim, we see this reference to the Megillah. Incredible. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel realizes that he overstepped a little bit. Amrlei, Imkein Lo Nafsik. Okay, you know what? Let's not stop the meal. Let's not stop, let's continue to eat. Shema yiru hatamidim vikru halacha ledoros. Out of concern that if we do stop them, so Rabbi Shimon says, you're right, people are going to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So what you see from this is something very interesting. Rabbi Shimon's intention wasn't necessarily to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. What he was just saying was like this, look, Rabbi Yehuda is sitting here with us, right? We're all having the Suda together. So maybe we just want to kind of like defer to his opinion, given that we're all here together. So Rabbi Yossi obviously was a little taken aback by this, and now we understand it. It's not about COVID. Rather, what Rabbi Yossi was concerned about is the Talmidim, the students are here, they're going to see what we're doing, and if they see that we end up going ahead and stopping the meal, then they are going to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's position was, let's just give deference to his opinion. We're not asking that way. Let's just give deference to it. Rabbi Yossi says, no, what we do is looked at. What we do is examined. And if we stop, the Talmidim are going to assume that this is the halacha. To which Rabbi Shimon says, you're right. Let's not stop, because if we do stop, there really is a concern that the Talmidim will say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. And even if you started the meal in a state of permissibility, once Shabbos or Yom Tov starts, you got to shut it down. To which the Gemara says, Amru lo zazu misham at shekava alach Rabbi Yossi. So again, the Gemara says they didn't get up from there. Literally, again, they didn't move from there until they established that indeed the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Namely, that halacha lemaisa, if you started the meal in a state of permissibility, ultimately, again, you do not have to go ahead and stop. Now, so stop over here for tonight. We're gonna challenge that halacha in Miras Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Shkayach, everyone. Such as we learn Arvei Pesachim together. Begin our head start on Purim. Have a wonderful day.